nothing to show, just climbing this rope right here. And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life now.
The 10 o'clock hour of William's House begins. With a DeWitt Law Firm Q&A day. DeWittLLP.com is their website. Tausch, we like to answer folks' questions about the Packers and Thanksgiving side dishes. They love to answer questions, including from us, about the legal intricacies of the legal system.
They do. DeWitt Law Firm attorneys who are experienced, they're practical and dedicated to outstanding legal results for their clients' tax needs, estate planning, family law. DeWitt Law Firm represents individuals in these very personal areas of the law with discretion and the legal acumen its clients have come to rely on. DeWitt Law Firm have attorneys on the ground in Milwaukee, Madison, Minneapolis, and even up in Green Bay. DeWitt has earned the trust of its clients through its solid legal performance. Learn more about DeWitt's attorneys online at DeWittLLP.com. That's DeWittLLP.com.
So you had a question earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an Elf on the Shelf mug?
I don't know, bro. It's a snowman. There, it's like a snowman on there.
Nice.
That is a fun mug.
Thanks.
Look at that. Festive. That should raise your mood.
The snowy sky matches Jason's light blue sweatshirt.
No, my mood's fine. You guys peed in my Cheerios, and I mean, don't put this all on me.
God, it's great to have you back. I can't believe how many times I said, God, I miss Tausch.
What poll, my question, my DeWitt question for you, what poll did you put in the field about COVID?
Excuse me.
What?
Hi.
What?
You had a question earlier in the week. I was in the middle of talking.
Thanks. Oh.
Which, you know, is kind of part and parcel with the show. But this was a really good question, and we didn't get to it, and I don't want to run out of shows and not get to it.
Okay.
You inquired in our preparation process of this program, which team in Packers' recent history does this year's team remind you of the most? Where did this lightning bolt of inspiration come from for you? Because you laid out a couple of seasons, and I had an alternative answer to your question. But what team does this team remind you of as the 2021 season unfolds?
Well, I think when Aaron kind of, I don't know if that was a month ago or so, was talking about how there's some reminders of what this team could, this team's got the vibe of a team 10, 11 years ago, and I think that'll make Packer fans happy. And I said, I don't think this team reminds me of the 2010 team. I kind of look at this team more as kind of an up-and-coming team that has taken its lumps in NFC Championship games. The core group has lost back-to-back NFC Championship games. When did that happen last? I think back 93-94 or 94-95. I keep throwing those seasons off. But yep. I do think that this team, if they are able to get to a championship, which I think they can and will, I think this team is very – I have a lot of reminders about that 96 Super Bowl team. I think this team, there's some injuries. They picked up, they had to pick up a backup left tackle off from his home. They had to constantly be bandying different lineups together. They lost a wideout. They had to go find a guy, and guys stepped up. But their core guys were there when push came to shove. I think that's going to be the case with this team. So this team reminds me a little bit of that 96 team.
Except the 96 team was really dominant.
Because I get that, but they had some tough losses, right? They lost to the Colts.
Back to back. No, that was the 97 team that lost to the Colts, 41-38 in the Hoosier Dome. The 96 team lost those back-to-back games against Dallas and Kansas City, and then they went to St. Louis, and they were getting beat by a crappy Rams team, and then Doug Evans had the interception that turned around really the season. They never lost again. I've said this to you before, and again, there is no show that has the institutional knowledge that we have because of you. But the 2002 team, I know you don't want this to be the 2002 team, because that year ends in major disappointment for you personally and for the team. But again, really good team. Went to the NFC divisional round the previous year in Mike Sherman's second season. Get beat by the greatest show on turf, but frankly, really got beat by Brett Favre, who threw the 6 interceptions, 3 returned for touchdowns. 2 of the other 3 you had tackles on.
Yeah.
But that 2002 team had the makings of being a really good team. And then you get hurt. Cliffy gets hurt. Sharper gets hurt. The wide receiver Robert Ferguson gets hurt. And by the end of the year, you guys are limping into the finale with a chance to still be the number one overall seed, and you lose to the Jets bigly, 42-17. Wayne Krabet has a huge game. Chad Pennington has a huge game. You guys then have to turn around and play on Saturday night at Lambeau. Green Bay Packers have never lost a home game in their playoff history, and then you guys lose to Michael Vick, and your season's over. I don't want it for Packers fans to be that season, but that's how I feel about this season. And that's not a happy ending season, but that's how it feels to me. And hopefully for the Packers' sake and for the many fans that care so deeply about this team, I am wrong. But they can't afford to have any more of these. Like, you keep thinking, Tausch, what is going to be that injury that is the tipping point for them? I hope it's not Elgton Jenkins, because that means the tipping point has happened. And I hope there isn't one. But, you know, we heard Rodgers yesterday with Pat McAfee. He's talking about how good Jaire Alexander looks. But then he still says in there, I don't know if he's going to play again this year. He talks about Za'Darius Smith and says, if he's able to play again this year, great. But they're clearly not counting on that happening either. So that those kinds of things, when you hear them, are super disappointing. And they're not, they're not encouraging, they're discouraging. So hopefully that's not the season. Jesse, you are a much younger fan. Maybe you can compare this to, I don't know, Brett Favre's 2009 season in Minnesota. Is there any similarity for you to any past seasons you've experienced as a fan?
So the 2010 injury front is what stands out to me, where people are banged up, the team keeps winning, and the only difference is that they're still a dominant team as one of the best records in the NFC, unlike in 2010 where it was like, barely getting in at the end of the year. Yep. It felt different. So it's almost like a cross to me between 2010 because of the injuries, but knowing that they have the Super Bowl reaching potential, and 2014. Because 14, they were totally healthy,
yep,
but they went into the playoffs as one of the top teams, maybe not the top team, but you felt like they were in the mix with Dallas, and I forget who the other couple of teams were that season. San Francisco, Seattle, yeah. There were a few teams that were all in the mix in 14 that could have been right at the top, and that's where it feels like they're going to be positioned heading into this postseason, but the actual makeup of the roster and the way the regular season's going does kind of feel like 2010 outside of the record. So it's kind of a cross between the two for me.
So the 96, and I know that people push back on this, and that's fine, but the defense is why I make that comp. Mm-hmm. That defense was really good. One of the best we've had. And for as great as Favre was and all the other stuff, defense is what led. This defense has those same qualities. They had a hiccup last week, no question about it. Injuries to some defensive linemen, they get back, We'll see if that's how it plays out, but that's the biggest comp I can make, because this team is much more dominant than the 2010 team, and they have been at the top of power rankings for a vast majority of the season. You know, you get past week 4 and 5, they've been a top 3 or 4 team in most people's power rankings.
Absolutely.
Just like I'm sure if we did power rankings and we did a show back in 1996, we would be saying the same thing.
Yeah, I was covering the team, and you were
just in school.
A freshman at the University of Wisconsin?
We were barely freshmen. A little verve, baby, a little verve for you.
That was well played and a little bit unexpected, frankly. We need to play trivia while I go get COVID tested. So in the words of the great Mark Tauscher, ew. So we need to play trivia. Tausch, you, is this correct? Am I don't want to speak out of school, but you have a guest inquisitor scheduled to appear?
I do.
On the program?
Yeah, and Max, what number is your hockey uniform? So we're going to do caller 8 today. Caller 8. And we have a special guest reader. Of
yeah,
the
wonder
trivia.
Who it is.
Don't know. We'll find out.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 8. Right now for Will Diatowsch Trivia. Jesse, what's the category?
Thanksgiving traditions in honor of the holiday weekend coming up. Thanksgiving traditions. I hope Max is good because the first question involves a little bit of some interesting answers. So I hope he's proofread more than Tausch does the trivia questions.
Well, oh, I don't think he
all
is.
Right. So I'm sorry I'm going to miss that. What I did not miss, because I am a Fleet Rewards member, was I was on FleetFarm.com last night checking out the Black Friday deals because I get special treatment, and so can you if you are a Fleet Rewards member. Black Friday is almost here. Doors open at 5 a.m. on Friday, and the first 500 customers will get a free plush toy, and, of course, you'll get huge deals throughout the store. And don't forget, you can start shopping the Black Friday deals online at FleetFarm.com. Now, if you are a Fleet Rewards member, you can do it right now. Right now. It's underway. If you're not, first of all, you need to change that because there's no credit card required, doesn't cost you anything, and all you do is get free money to spend at Fleet Farm with your rewards every time you shop there. But if you're not a Fleet Rewards member, the Black Friday deals kick off tonight at FleetFarm.com at 8 p.m. And remember, you'll also get a $30 gift card when you spend $100 on Columbia apparel and footwear, and you can mix and match those things. And if you need a home renovation, win during the Fleet Rewards renovation sweepstakes. All you got to do is be a Fleet Rewards member, and you can enter to win a chance at a $10,000 home rental project. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955. Jesse and Tausch and the guest inquisitor to be named later, he may be number 8 in your program. We'll do Will Diatowsch Trivia while I go get my COVID test here at Lambeau Field. That's next. It's Will Diatowsch.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
Will Diatowsch, yeah. Getting ready for a Thanksgiving weekend, but it is still Wednesday, so Jason at Lambeau Field getting his weekly COVID test at 10:15 as he normally does, which leaves you with Jesse and Tausch for the time being. Willie and Tausch trivia coming up, but before we do that, Tausch, we got to tell everybody about the great team over at American Family Insurance.
We do, Badger fans. Welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center. Big win yesterday for our Badgers, playing in a championship tonight out in Vegas, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. And to do that, AmFam wants to give you an unforgettable Badgers experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. You and a guest can pick a football or basketball home game in the 2022-2023 regular season, either at Camp Randall or the Kohl Center. You get a full tour of the facility. You get on-field or on-court pictures. You get 2 pregame sideline passes, 2 Badgers merch bags, and $2,500 in travel stipends for the winners. Again, that's amfam.com/badgers. All right, we have, I don't want to jinx Jeff, but we have an opportunity for the perfect weekend. Jeff in Monroe is our trivia contestant today. Good afternoon or good morning to you, Jeff.
Hey, Charles, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And, you know, I've had a little battle with voice, so I am going to the bullpen today. So, Jeff, take it easy on the little fella, but I got somebody in to read the trivia questions this morning. And here we go.
Today's trivia category is By the way, I am not the guest sub. I'm just stalling for time while they switch the headset over. Today's trivia category, Jeff, Thanksgiving traditions. And let's hand it over to our celebrity guest trivia question asker for question number one.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Mac. How you doing?
Good. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Last year you gave the questions right before Christmas, and I also got on, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks.
Question one. When broadcasting games for Fox on Thanksgiving Day, former NFL analyst John Madden popularized a dish which combined a turkey, a chicken, and a duck, which went by what name? Chick Ducky, Turk Duckin, or Duck Turkin?
Duck Turkin.
It was turducken, Jeff. Turducken, your correct answer there.
Yeah.
One of my favorite questions I've written in a long time, gotta admit.
Oh, boy.
All right, celebrity guest question asker, question number two.
In addition to the NFL games played on Thanksgiving Day, the annual college football rivalry between Ole Miss and Mississippi State is now regularly played on Thanksgiving night. By which other name is that rivalry known? Egg Bowl, Clash of the Commonwealth, or Apple Cup?
What was the first one again?
Egg Bowl.
Let's say Egg Bowl.
Nicely done, Jeff. On the board with one question correct. The Egg Bowl played on Thursday night. Not as good as some of the other games they used to play on Thanksgiving. All right, celebrity guest question asker, question number three.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City is tied for the longest-running Thanksgiving Day Parade in the U.S., with a parade in which other city? Philadelphia, Orlando, or Detroit?
Wow, good question.
Yeah, it is a good one. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is the answer? Would you like to touch it, Jeff?
Detroit.
It's hard to touch it. Detroit, yes, tied with New York City for the second longest Thanksgiving Day parade. Oh, Jeff has hung up in a hurry. He is gone. Thank you, celebrity guest question asker. Well done.
You're welcome.
Nicely done. Turducken, what John Madden liked to eat on Thanksgiving Day. You ever had turducken, Max?
No.
Neither have I. I don't know if it would be good or not. You ever had duck at all?
Yes, I have had duck before.
Duck's pretty good. I enjoyed duck. One question correct, meaning two entries for Jeff in Monroe for our drawing, which we will remember to take place a little bit later in the show. Max, I hope you can remind me to do that drawing a little bit later. I'd appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Max. That is Wilde and Tausch Trivia with Max Tauscher, our celebrity guest question asker.
Did we get all three right?
No, we got one right. One
what?
Right. Yeah. He got turducken wrong.
He got the first question wrong?
He did, yeah.
Come on, Jeff.
He said duck turkin, I believe, instead of chick ducky.
I thought that was
turducken.
A little tougher question than what we normally anticipate.
It might have been, but I couldn't pass up the opportunity to ask such a ridiculous question. And then Detroit Tausch.
Yeah.
Tied with New York City for the longest running Thanksgiving Day parade.
You know what I was wondering last night was, and you know, everybody's always talking about, well, the Lions should be off because they stink. As players, we never would have had Thursday night football. Ever, I don't think if the Lions and the Cowboys didn't start this, I don't know when the NFL would have thought this is a good idea to do that, but it is what it is, and I think it's good that Detroit, I like the fact Detroit gets to play it.
I
think
too.
It's a good tradition.
It's their one thing.
It's their deal.
It'd be different. Like, it's different for the Cowboys. I wouldn't mind them not playing, but Detroit deserves a good Thanksgiving Day game. I agree.
So, Jesse, how did Max do all in all?
He was good. He was very,
nervous
very
about
good.
Rival. rivalry was the word he was kind of stuck on.
That is a tough one.
It's tricky.
Rivalry week. Never easy to say when you get to that time of college football and college basketball. It's a lot easier to talk about the great things that happen for Wisconsin-based companies, Tausch.
It is. You guys know I love the state of Wisconsin, and I especially love locally owned companies that give back to their community. That's why I want to tell you about Dave Jones, Inc., a Wisconsin-based company that is raising money for UW Health and the American Family Children's Hospital. Dave's Fave Cinnamon-Flavored Whiskey. It's available liquor stores, grocery stores, and the best part about it, 100% of the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital. Support local companies like Dave Jones who support their local community. Visit their Facebook page at Dave's Fave Cinnamon Flavored Whiskey. Go pick yourself up a couple bottles. Enjoy it around Thanksgiving. It is a great little treat for post-holiday meals.
I'll be enjoying some Dave's Fave, I think, tomorrow night. Little cap off to Thanksgiving Day.
A little capper. Watch the Egg Bowl.
Watching the Egg Bowl with little Dave's Fave. And the Bills. Got to have some big nights for some offensive players on the Bills if my fantasy team's got any chance to stick around in the season this week. So, big game tomorrow night.
Good luck, Jesse.
Thank you, Tosh. Appreciate that. Big game for Marquette over the weekend. They had a couple of nice wins in Charleston. The voice of the Marquette Golden Eagles and Tosh's usual partner for Pack Attack after every Packers game on ESPN Wisconsin. You hear him weekdays 2 to 4 with Tony Smith on Homer and Tony. It's Steve the Homer True getting set for a Thanksgiving weekend. Homer scheduled to appear, as is Jason, returning from his weekly COVID test at Lambeau Field, next on Wilde and Tausch.
There's a story circulating. The details aren't exact, but it's accepted quasi-scientific fact. Because he's proven it again and again. Brett Favre is an alien. They say he's from
you know
the
what
South,
that music means?
Biggest stars. Like, show you're from
you hear
South,
him each Brett weekday, 2 to 4, he's proven it on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, alongside the Marquette Brett Hall of Famer, Tony Smith. You hear him on Pack Attack. Although you didn't hear him on Pack Attack this past Sunday, you heard Jesse Nelson on Pack Attack because he had another commitment as the voice of Marquette men's basketball, where you also hear him on your Marquette flagship.
He did call in for one segment.
He did
call in. He was fantastic in his appearance.
He is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm fine. Marquette took a whooping in that game. I'm telling you that, one, the college basketball season is over. Gonzaga's the national champ. That's over. But St. Bonaventure, I'm thinking they'll make the Sweet 16.
The Bonnies.
What if they match up with Gonzaga in the second round?
Then they're done. Then they're toast.
Mike Holmgren's long-lost nephew, or whoever that fellow is pretty good. Chet Holmgren?
Is he? Is he related to Holmgren?
No, I don't think they are. No.
Oh, because if he was, I thought, wow. Because Holmgren
just
was
some
a
more
pretty
misinformation.
Good athlete himself, but this kid's the real deal.
Yeah, he was impressive.
Homer. All right, let's get to it. Jason is fascinated with Aaron Rodgers' toe. And I'm convinced, and I'm not going to speak for Jason, I think he is trying to COVID shame Aaron Rodgers by saying he has COVID toe because of his COVID. Do you care as much as Jason does about what his toe is feeling like?
Well, you're talking about an attitude about it rather than, yes, I'm very curious about it. Okay. I've had a great fascination with COVID because, to me, I've said, and again, I'm not a doctor, but I could have been one, that the ability to lose taste is just bizarre. I've never heard of that ever in anything other than when someone gets really old. And so that's the thing that's always fascinated me because it's so different. The toe part, yes, I have a great deal of fascination. Now they say it's the pinky. I mean, how does that occur?
I don't know.
I know.
No, that's why we ask questions, to try and get answers to those sort of things.
But the fact that, you know, he didn't get vaccinated and if therefore in some way it's his own fault or he deserves it or something, if you were leaning in that direction, I'm not that way at all.
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying.
I will
You're
say
not,
this
not
though.
Not saying it though either.
I am. I can tell you, I'm not saying it, or not saying it. I will say this.
People that are mad at him now will use this. See.
No one
not vaccinated would have expected would expect to have this kind of toe thing. I think it's very, very rare. But go ahead.
Yeah. But again, we don't. I don't think he was particularly clear about this yesterday. He was. It was a muddled answer throughout
the
show.
What time is your presser with him today? I might actually tune in to your presser.
I'm not going. I'm going to Devontae Adams because he's at the same time, and I enjoy Devontae Adams' press conferences. But
you don't enjoy Aaron? Is that what you're saying?
Just wait a second.
I'm not saying.
You're telling me they're not splitting these two up? They're doing.
They are splitting them up. One is at the podium, and one is on Zoom at the same time, yes.
That is smart.
So you got to pick your poison.
I pick Aaron Rodgers every time.
Yeah, you got to go
Rodgers. Every time. Yeah.
I like seeing people in person. And so I am going to Devontae Adams. All right. I went to Rodgers on Sunday. That was sufficient for me. Now, the one thing that I do think is relevant if it were to be COVID toe is for those of us that, whether it's Dr. Ashok Rai with Prevea Health or it's Dr. Dave Margolis with Children's, he did go out of his way to say that he was not going with the medical establishment and he was going with Joe Rogan and his recipe for recovering from COVID. And he was very adamant when he talked about that, about how well it was working. Can we agree that that's what he did?
Yes, you mean when he talked before? Or?
Yes, that Friday of, I feel great. I'm doing all these different things. It's working great. I talked to Joe Rogan, et cetera. The reason why
I downplay the Rogan most of the time. He talked like he talked to 100 people. I didn't. I think everybody is focused on Rogan because it again makes him look bad. In addition to not having,
well, I could.
But
You're derailing my point because he didn't talk to a bunch of doctors that have been friends of his for years. He didn't talk to Dr. Pat McKenzie. He didn't talk to Dr. Margolis. He didn't talk to Dr. Rai. If you're a critical thinker, you probably talk to both sides of the equation. That said, he made it sound like this was a very effective treatment. If indeed he has COVID toe, it would indicate to me that it was not as effective of a treatment as he sold it as. So if Tausch wants to say that I'm COVID shaming him, I don't agree with that. What I would say is if you tout the success of this homeopathic remedy that you've been doing since you tested positive for COVID, and then you have a COVID side effect that is affecting you, then I think it's not unfair to ask questions about it. Now, can we move on?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Homer, are you worried about this game? I think I told you this yesterday. You're very excited that I'm now predicting games on your show, which I don't do here sufficiently, but I'm not going to keep doing it. But I think they're going to lose back-to-back games for the first time in the Matt LaFleur era. They're going to have lost to Minnesota, and they're going to lose at home to the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday. Do you want to join my club?
I'm a total flip of the coin on this, but I don't have any problem with you picking the Rams. It would have been possible to pick the Rams even before all the injuries, especially given that they're in a bit of a slump, and you figure how many games can they lose in a row. So I'm yet to make my decision on the games. Be very difficult. Aaron Rodgers is incredible at home in terms of his performance. That's a huge plus, and clearly he can handle a COVID toe. I can't see how it's going to be any worse this week than last week, but it's a very tough game, and so I'm not sure. I haven't made my decision, but there are enough injuries that to pick the Rams is a very logical choice.
Homer, who would you rather play against, Kirk Cousins or Matthew Stafford, as a Packer fan?
Wow. Man, tough question. Cause,
a lot of stumping of the big fella today.
It is. Stafford is way better. We don't have enough examples of Stafford being with a good team. I would probably give Stafford the slight edge. I don't know about that. I mean, Kirk Cousins is tied for fifth all time in career quarterback rating. So I think there's people underestimate how good he is. But right now, I would probably give the edge to Stafford, but very, very close, like they're twin brothers.
Boy, he's looked really crummy the last two games, though.
Yes, he has.
Like, really crummy.
There have been some crummy games by Cousins as well. Sure. One was not this past weekend.
All right, Homer, you want to join my club? I'm always Rodgers. Give Rodgers the ball. Let him win. This week, I'm taking exception to that with the offensive line. We, as Green Bay Packers, I need Matt LaFleur to call more run plays than pass plays this week. You going to join my club?
I don't know. I like the idea of the club, but I don't think it's about passing. I think it's about sitting down with Aaron Rodgers and saying, don't go stupid. The only thing that's important in this game is that you don't get hurt. So you have to downplay your willingness to scramble and all these other things, and recognize the additional risk because all the issues in the offensive line. This is about the mentality and intelligence of Aaron Rodgers more than running the ball. But running the ball will help. But however you run the ball, regardless of how often you run the ball, you're still going to have and need Aaron Rodgers not to be stupid. And there have been a couple plays where, to me, he's just been stupid in terms of risking injury. Silence. I thought it was very good, but nothing. Okay, I admit this performance has been weak, but questions haven't been real good either.
I was stumped you with a cousin Stafford question, and you're telling me my questions aren't good?
Yeah. Okay. You got to figure the source, and I mean, come on, Cousins or Stafford, you're better than that. What difference does it really make? What's your point?
My point is, I think Matthew Stafford's overrated. I think he's gotten a free pass because
now we got a decent question.
Because he's played with the Detroit Lions, I think he has a lot of bad habits, and I think he turns the football over way too much to be a successful quarterback on championship level teams. That's what I think.
Right.
That's why I asked the question.
Now you're cooking. Now you're cooking with gas.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Yeah. Before that, you put some just weak little couple of kindling pieces of wood stuff. Now, that's a great question because
that's the issue, really. Hey, Homer, I know you're not a Boy Scout. Whoa.
What?
Homer, you start fire with like a little kindling and you put some dry wood and you get – that's how you start a fire. You don't just go blowtorch and get going with it. You start a fire by bringing something up and then you let it burn.
No, you don't. You can use a blowtorch. I got gas. Right? I got gas. I don't need the kindling.
I've heard that about you.
I got gas. Boom. Starts. Isn't that the point of the comment?
That's not Homer, starting a fire. My point is you got to start with dry kindling, and then you got to like layer it up. You don't just go ahead and rip a torch out. You got to start small. That's my point.
Who says?
Today's poll question, does Homer have gas?
And a blowtorch.
Like, there's a way that you have to start a fire? No, you don't. I can start a fire with a big blowtorch. What is the... I have to do a fire that way? Oh, are we doing a Boy Scout first ever fire and learn about fire? Is that it? No.
There's more than one way to start a fire, Tausch.
That's my point, yes.
I hate to interrupt this.
What is wrong with you
now
guys?
That we've gotten Uncle Homer going... Homer,
this baby's cooking now.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Can you stick around for more?
Homer? Now I can. Before it was iffy.
Tausch, what do you got before we take a break and come back with more Homer?
I need, after all that fire talk, you know what I love doing around a fire? Cracking open a Coors Light. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light, it is refreshing, it is crisp, and it is only 102 calories. That's why It's all Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And Jesse, I think you have a big, you have some contest or something that you're doing, right?
That's right. In honor of Homer's appearance and thanks to our friends at Coors Light, caller number 5 right now, 844-770-3776, has a chance to win 4 tickets to the suite for Marquette, Northern Illinois, Saturday night at Fiserv Forum. Sweet life at Fiserv Forum for Marquette, Northern Illinois. Marquette off to a hot start this year. Caller number 5 gets 4 tickets to the Coors Light Suite. 844-770-3776. We will take caller 5 right now.
And don't do the thing that the dude that took Domofsky's tickets did, okay? Just if you want to go to the game, call. If you can't go to the game, don't call. Be a good human to other people who might want to go to this Marquette Northern Illinois game. 844-770-3776.
I don't have a problem if you want to grab the tickets
Stop.
And sell them. I don't.
No.
You want the suite is where you want to be at the game. Trust me. I've been to a number of suites for some
doing?
Of these games.
Turn off his microphone.
The suite is where you want to be.
Of course you want to be at a suite.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
There's a story circulating. The details aren't exact, but it's accepted quasi-scientific fact. Because he's proven it again and again. Brett Favre is an alien. They say he's from the South. Football's biggest
Continuing
star.
With I'm Uncle sure Homer. Brett, want to remind you, if you miss Homer when he appears on our show, or you miss him and Tony on Homer and Tony, or you miss him on Pack Attack, that's the beauty of WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app presented by Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. We appreciate David and his team supporting our show and supporting Wisconsin On Demand. Again, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app presented by Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. Homer, you mentioned the Marquette Golden Eagles and their performance in the tournament in Charleston, South Carolina, that you were at.
Yeah,
we have our winner for our tickets to the suite, right, Jesse?
Yeah, congratulations to Terry, who was very excited to win the tickets, all 4 for the suite. Very excited.
I can't wait till Terry. I'm not even
stop
gonna go
talking.
There.
Just
I'm not
stop.
Going there. I just want to see Jason flip out.
Terry is going to the game. He was very excited to win the tickets. Congratulations,
or so he
Terry.
Says. Tough. We'll quickly point out.
Somehow Domofsky's buddy's going to end up with tickets to that suite.
And clear a cool profit of $100 a ticket. Homer, the reason I bring up not just the contest, but the Marquette Golden Eagles is I was out to dinner, even though I've been allegedly living in my basement. I went out to dinner while I was in Milwaukee for Maddie's ballet with our old friend Jamie Glenberg, and he took me to a restaurant, and they had the Marquette game on against your guy Bob Huggins. And yeah. Tausch likes to say that it is entirely too early to be thinking about, for him, college basketball. But we talked a little bit earlier about Gonzaga and UCLA last night. The Badgers obviously have done very well in the Maui Invitational in Las Vegas. And the Golden Eagles got off to a good start. You obviously are focused on the Golden Eagles. That's your job. But do you have an interest beyond that in November college basketball? Or are you like Tausch and you're only worried about the one team that you follow?
I'm not like Tausch because it's my job. But I understand entirely what he said. And the essence of college basketball has been that, in fact, this is why the NFL, I think, will continue to move to take over February, that there's a large part of the world that does not follow college basketball until the conference tournaments or the NCAA tournament. So I follow everything because everything is important as it relates to Marquette, all the other Big East teams. And so I think, you know, people follow. But his fundamental point is right. That's the difficulty of drawing attention. Like college basketball, like college football, every game's on TV. Who can be watching the game other than the team, people that follow those teams with rare exceptions, like maybe how good Gonzaga would be. But to the world, just like we had the question yesterday, what would you rather hear? Homer and Tony talking about the Packers or an interview with Craig Counsell? It's 50-50. Packers rule.
I wonder if you would have given the choice listening to Wilde and Tausch talk about the Packers or an interview with Craig Counsell, if we would have done even better.
I think you would have done a little better, yep.
One of the other things that you hear when you listen to our program is some real hardcore Thanksgiving talk. Tausch intends to put away his phone and not be reachable at all tomorrow during Thanksgiving. Are you on board with this approach, and what is your Thanksgiving plan with the True family?
What is he worried about?
I'm not worried about anything.
I don't know.
Hey, nobody's worried about it.
You control your phone. You don't have to answer the phone if you don't want
to. Homer. Homer, my point is that I think we have gotten obsessed. I think we all have with our phones. And my point to Jason was, if there ever is a day that you could just say, because most people have family over to their house or they're going to family, you could put a phone away for a day. Tomorrow would be it. That was my point. And it'd probably be healthy for people to not use their phones for a day. That was my point.
I like that.
I'll join that club. The problem
Atta, baby.
Is you often use your phone to communicate with members of your family that you're not there with. That's
correct.
The problem. The phone is very much used for that purpose. But the idea of there being a day like this where no one uses their phone, you have to come up with a name for that, a Tauscher or something. I think that's a great idea. You could choose Thanksgiving.
Well, it would be great if it was a Friday, because I could say no phone Friday, but since Thanksgiving's on Thursday.
Wouldn't you go phoneless Friday so you could keep the alliteration without...
I like alliteration.
Christmas would work as well, but I like adding that as part of one of those two holidays. Which do you like better, Thanksgiving or Christmas for no phone?
Well, I just think with Christmas, it's typically just going to be your immediate family, and then you spread out and get to your extended family. Thanksgiving is typically an extended family, brothers, sisters, cousins, whatever it might look like. That's the day that I would think of all days, just put it away, because you're going to want to talk to your aunt or your uncle or somebody on Christmas. Thanksgiving, that's why I said happy Thanksgiving to you, Homer. I'm not going to send you a text. I do it a day early, and then tomorrow it's just, we're good.
No, I like it. Then you know, if you don't call, say, why didn't you call Thanksgiving? Hey, it's Tauscher Day. There are no phones.
Yeah.
No phone. Thanksgiving. Like I'll join that. I might even try it.
I'm going to do it tomorrow. But I guarantee you, Homer, you'll tweet something about the Lions game.
I'm going to do a Tauscher. I'll do it.
I love it.
No phone use tomorrow. What are the hours? Is it the whole day, 12, midnight to, or what?
Let's go 8 to 8.
8 to 8.
Yep.
I'll do
the
whole day.
It's not the whole day.
I got to
go to bed without it.
Yeah.
I just think it's a really good idea. I'm going to go the whole day.
I'll do the whole day.
I could wait to check fantasy till the second quarter of the Bills game. Yeah. We could do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's not much of a sacrifice.
No, if you know you can't use the phone, you got to take care of everything the day before or the day after.
A little plan.
Friday's a free Friday. You got all day. You can catch up on everything you have to do. But let the world know that we have started a national, potentially national tradition, no phone Thanksgiving.
I love it. I love it.
They can take over.
Homer, are you and Nancy hosting Thanksgiving?
We are, yes. Some of our kids, some not. Very loose. I'm very loose. Thanksgiving is always good. So just like everybody else, some sort of family, that's fine.
What's the one thing that you have to have at Thanksgiving in terms of food? What's the number one thing? Tausch thinks it is the cranberry from the can, not because he eats it, but because he enjoys the plop sound that it makes when it plops out of the can.
I would say for me, a mincemeat pie, because my mom always made it, and I thought it was meat, which, of course, it's not. It's just spices. So there aren't many of those around, but that's a personal thing, and most people might not even know what mincemeat pie is.
Mincemeat? There's no meat?
We did this on a previous pre-Thanksgiving show with Homer on this very program. Maybe not last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, but I know we've talked about this before here, because Homer has taught us about this, and you weren't listening.
Maybe not, but now I am.
Hey, he has come up.
Jason, give him a pass. He's come up with what could become a national, maybe international tradition.
Great humanitarian.
On Thanksgiving. No,
all right,
phone.
Well, then tell him what,
focus on this other
then
stuff.
Tell him what mincemeat is so we can move on with our lives.
I don't even know. It's kind of, they're all spices and stuff. That's about as much as I looked up. It's not me.
Hey, Homer, before we let you go, and I don't know if you made your prediction, can
by
you
the way,
give us
one other thing. Your okay. point about Matthew Stafford is perfect. The reason to believe that the Packers could win is based on the premise that he's overrated and that he can't play as well as you thought he could play with a good team. If they are to win, they need some of that overrated Matthew Stafford to play.
He is an incredible talent that, unfortunately for him, was put in a bad environment, and I think he is a creature of his environment. And I think okay. he is a flashy, but he makes way too many mistakes. And trust me, he's going to make some mistakes on Sunday.
Don't ever say trust me. By the way, I will not be able to text or phone you that you were right. Well, I can't because it won't be New Year. It won't be Thanksgiving. Never mind. Okay, sorry. Where were we at?
We're saying goodbye to you. Bye, Steve.
Okay, bye.
Happy
bye.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you're Tausch and you want to get your cranberries in the can, if you're Homer and you need your spices for your mincemeat pie, which doesn't have mincemeat in it, there's only one place to go, and that's Woodman's, of course. Woodman's, the grocery store that Paula and I have been going to for two decades. They've got the great bargains. They've got the great shopping experience. And if you want to save some time, there's always the option of going to woodmans-foods.com. That's woodmans-food.com. And that'll allow you to check out their flyer for the week and find out what the specials are. That'll allow you to order for pickup or for delivery. Everything you need and more. And plus, you can watch some of their great commercials with our buddy Phil Woodman. Ay, caramba! Thanksgiving is coming. That's Woodman's. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around.